easing the car out of the front of the house onto the estate. Oh, you know, it's amazing. On a morning like this, going to play golf is, you know, the very best thing you could do in the whole world. The sun is fabulous. It's crisp and cold, though. It really is. It could be chilly exposed on Photo Island Golf Course. But that's where Paul O'Mahony is going after much too long a break to resume his engagement with the golf course. And this is another episode in the diary of the mediocre golfer. Down Church Hill in Cork is a great sight. Past masses of evergreen trees, into a mass of evergreen trees, and it's hard to see. Oh yeah, so what can I tell you as the diary? Well, the most obvious thing is, what did I do when I was going to sleep last night? Because I've been reading this, or following this guru, Dave Stockton, the man who had such an influence over Rory McIlroy and Anita Sorensen and several other people for that matter. But I went to bed last night. The very last thing I did was use a blue highlighting pen to underline some points in a chapter opened at random in a slim little book called Unconscious Putting. And what I found in the book when I opened it last night was a great surprise. You expect, golf books, actually you really can expect them to be fairly boring and very technical. And surprise, surprise, there are quite a number of really great golf books out there that are all about the mind. They're all about the mind. So rather than, you know, the physique, the how to grip the putter and how to take it back in the right line. And Dave Stockton is this, simplifies everything. He really does strip away all complexity out of putting. And I was summarizing for my wife a few minutes ago what Dave Stockton has to say about putting, and the two things that came to my mind was that you very simply, what you do is you read the line, number one. Okay, ever so simple, isn't it, guys or women or whoever? Read the line of the putt. And the second part of the advice is roll the ball. And basically, you pick a spot about 2 inches in front of the ball, and you roll the ball over that spot along the line that you picked. And that's all you do when you putt. But what does Stockton say last night that blew me away was this. He said something like, he said, you've got to be the person you are. You've got to be the person you are. Be your own man, you know, if you like. Be your own person. What does that mean? It's awfully profound, I think, because it means that you don't copy other people's stroke mechanics. You basically get comfortable over the ball your way, and you do the two things that Dave Stockton suggests, and hey presto, you've knocked 6 shots off your score. Now, this is all by way of talking myself into the right frame of mind so that when I land on the first green in Fota, without having spent, you know, hours on the putting green beforehand, or even minutes since, what, am I going to get on the putting green before we play today? It's entirely possible I won't. It's now 8:30, tee off time 8:50. And on Fota Island Golf Course, there are 27 holes there, and you know, you can find yourself teeing off on any one of the three nines. Now, one of the three nines involves quite a little bit of a walk. It's a lovely walk up through woods, but it is a time-consuming walk. So if we're playing on that course first, that first nine holes, I've got to lop 5 minutes off the available time I have before I actually connect with the first golf ball. So, I'm not sure how much time I actually have available to me. Now, as I drive towards Fota, I'm driving into the sun. So you can immediately tell I'm going in an easterly direction. And by the way, I'm just overtaking some cyclists who are out there doing road racing practice. And there are gorse bushes on either side of the road. This is a quasi-motorway by Irish standards that I'm on now. And it, you know, some of the vegetation is growing up quite well. So it's getting more countrified. I'm actually also going the direction of Cove, where there's a golf club I must introduce you to someday. It used to be a 9-hole course. Somebody offered them a load of money and they got an 18-hole course in a different location. And it is by reputation a fine course. Although as far as I'm concerned, it has one massive drawback, is that they don't have a proper clubhouse. Because when I finish golf today, one of the joys is to sit in the 19th hole, if you like, in the clubhouse and have a bit of chat and have a bit of food. Oh, yeah. So, all I can say is the mind is the most beautiful space when you're going to play golf, as it is for any other thing. I'm looking up at blue sky. There are clouds in the sky, and that gives it additional depth. Clouds, though, are strewn out. But it's a great vista. I'm crossing the River Lee here, and I can see the